Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace.
Well, as you know, we have moved into James chapter 3, and it begins with a very puzzling statement, really a rather startling admonition. Namely, a warning against entering preaching ministry, entering the pastorate, entering a pastoral office. When it says in James 3:1, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment." And so with this opening volley, James begins to talk about the dangers of the tongue, but he starts by talking about the dangers of the teaching tongue, and then he will broaden it out to a more general warning against everyone in the use of our tongue. But here at the beginning, the dangers of rushing into a teaching ministry prematurely. And we have already begun exploring this, and we'll continue in just a moment. Thank you for joining me on the Beacon Broadcast on this Tuesday, May 22. And many, many thanks to those of you who are helping us financially maintain the Beacon Broadcast on this station. Well, why would James advocate that not too many people become teachers, that is, pastors, evangelists, to move into, to answer the call to preach, as we would call it today? Why we should be very cautious about that? Why individuals should be slow to do that? My brethren, let not many of you become teachers. And the answer to that question, why he would say such a thing, is actually given in the last part of the verse, when he goes on to say, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. And James, who is a preacher, pastor of the church at Jerusalem, includes himself in this admonition. He starts out by talking to you, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers. And then he says, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment, we who are teachers, including himself in that. But that still doesn't answer the question, why would teachers receive a stricter judgment? Why should a person be very cautious and careful about entering pastoral ministry? Answer, because those who do will incur a stricter judgment. Question, why would such people incur a stricter judgment? And that question is not answered in our text, but we are exploring some of the answers. And the first one that we dealt with on the broadcast yesterday is because teachers have greater knowledge of God's Word than others. Teachers are those who become experts in the Word of God, or at least ought to. That's the first thing you have to do in order to be a teacher. You have to know what you are saying. You have to study the Word of God so that you are able to teach. And so the obvious reality is that teachers know the Bible better than others, or at least they ought to. They're responsible to. They are expected to, and, as we know, to whom much is given, much shall be required. So if you know more, you are expected to have a better understanding of God's will and to pursue God's will to a higher level than those who don't know the Word of God as well, and therefore you will receive a stricter judgment because God knows you know more. God's judgments are based upon how much light we have received. Sometimes people get concerned about those who've never heard of Christ? What about the heathen who've never heard of Christ? How can God send them to hell? How can God judge them for not having received Christ? Well, that's a pretty complex question, or maybe I should say the answer to that question becomes a little more complex than just a simple one. But several things are true, but the one that I'm thinking of right now, the truth that I'm thinking about right now, is God, who knows the heart and is always just, judges everybody according to the knowledge they have. God doesn't judge us according to knowledge that we don't have, but he knows how much light we have received, and he will judge us according to that. How did we respond to the light that we had? And that's sufficient answer to that question right now. Now, if you want to know more about what the Bible says regarding how much light the heathen have, go to Romans chapters 1 and 2 to answer that question, and you will find that the heathen, as we sometimes call them, those who've never heard of Christ, have a great deal more light than we sometimes realize. But the truth is, God will judge men according to how much light they have been given. I started to say that they have received, but that might be implying too much. How much light they have been exposed to, whether they have received it or not, and how they have responded to the light which they have been given. And since teachers have been given more light, they will be held up to a stricter judgment. All right, what else? Well, it's also true that teachers generally enjoy greater influence than others. And again, if you are influencing other people, you can expect a stricter judgment. A child, for example, doesn't influence as many people as an adult. Therefore, a child will not be held accountable to influencing people as much as an adult. But some adults influence more people than others. Adults who are parents and have several children have a tremendous responsibility in regard to their influence of their children, either for good or bad, and will give an account for that. A parent who is careless, a parent who sets a bad example, a parent who encourages his children in a wayward direction has an awful lot to answer for, because he has or she has influenced their children in a wrong direction. But likewise, parents who endeavor to lead their children in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake will be rewarded for their faithfulness in that endeavor, because they have the opportunity to influence their children in the home in a way that nobody else does. So, an adult who has children has a stricter judgment than, say, an adult who is not married, or a couple who have not been able to have children. There's a difference here, you understand. Someone, for example, who becomes a teacher in a classroom teaching children has greater influence over many lives than those who take up a different vocation. Someone who works in a factory isn't going to have to answer for the course of a career over the thousands of children that a teacher will influence in the course of her teaching career. He or she, if they teach for, say, 30 years, how many children will they have in their classroom? Well, of course, it depends on the school and the grade level, and are we talking about high school or grade school? But let's just take a grade school classroom with, say, 25 children in the class in 4 years. That's 100. And, of course, teachers in schools generally have responsibilities that go beyond their one classroom. They will have other children that they will influence as well, but though maybe not quite as profoundly as the ones that they have in their classroom teaching them for hours at a time. And you understand what I'm saying. 4 years, 100 children, that means in, let me see, I'm trying to do my math here. I guess that would be 40 years it would take to do 1,000 children. So And you may not teach that long. Most people don't. But you still, it gets up into the hundreds over the course of a career and can be a lot more than that. And obviously, somebody who has that responsibility, who has that vocation in life, has a greater responsibility for the ones that they influence than someone who is in a vocation where they don't have people under their influence. And it's the same is true of pastors. Pastors have tremendous influence. And by the way, the larger the church, the greater your accountability. Our church is considered large by some and small by others. It's very relative. It all depends upon what you're comparing it to. When I'm talking to people, sometimes in a setting away from my church, and they know I'm a pastor, sometimes people want to know. In fact, I would say, in most cases, that seems to be the thing that people are most interested in. What size is your church? How many people do you have? How many members do you have? How many people attend on an average Sunday and so forth? That seems to be the most important bit of information that people have, and I generally will try to satisfy their curiosity and tell them. But occasionally, I'll just say, when somebody says, how many members do you have? I'll say something like, more than I want to give an account for on the day of judgment. It's a tremendous responsibility, a sobering responsibility. When I think about the level of accountability that I have for those members of my church, those that God has placed under my pastoral care, that I am an under-shepherd shepherding these sheep, and I am going to give an account. The Bible is clear about that. I'm going to give an account. And every pastor is going to give an account. And when you think about that, you realize that this is included in the stricter judgment of which James speaks. Those who have pastoral responsibilities are going to have a stricter judgment than those who don't. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. And so, because teachers have greater knowledge of the Word of God, they're expected to live more obediently to the Word of God than those who don't have as much knowledge. Because teachers have greater influence over others, they are expected to exercise that influence most wisely, carefully, graciously, in a godly way, and are going to be judged accordingly. That is going to be the stricter judgment of which James speaks. Because teachers are those who tell others what to do. That will make them culpable if they fail to do what they teach others to do. I don't really have time to get into that one right now, but the Bible teaches that. When you know what's right and wrong, and you tell others what's right and wrong, then that makes you doubly responsible to do what's right in your own life. And if you fail to do that, you are going to be judged by God. You are going to be held accountable for what you tell others to do. Think about that, parent, when you tell your children what they ought to do. None of this don't do as I do as I say business. God doesn't think very highly of that. And that is a biblical matter. You may not have thought so, but I'll try to show you that on the broadcast tomorrow. So please come back and join me then. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.